My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Given hands of time, scream like no one's listening. Lie here with me. Can't you see? Life's better off without me.
What's up, everyone? Hope you've all been having a good week. I know that for a lot of us, it's been a rather hectic week, and the workload is really piling up. Don't worry, it'll all be over soon. I'm Steve Zhang, and this is Asian Wave 101, bringing you your weekly dose of Asian music and news only on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you all for tuning in. The weather outside is a little depressing, which I know doesn't really do much to take away from the stress. So in order to try to brighten up your day a little bit, I have some Asian music that is meant to simply help you forget all the issues, if only for a while. So to start us off on a high note, I have a singer from Korea who is loved by many for her clear voice and... oh, I'm talking about a singer who goes by the name of IU. She debuted in 2008, and she got a lot of attention for her singing abilities and for her songs, which often dealt with some rather unheard of themes, like the fear and hesitation when faced with growing up. So she is now one of the most popular young idols in Korea, and she got to where she was without a large label backing and without having to be part of a group, which is the norm in Korea. There's actually a joke that IU is very popular with uncle fans meaning just older men, in Korea, which is actually true enough, but I don't know the real nitty-gritty basis of this statement. So anyway, the song from IU is called Jeon Nar, which means good day, off her third EP, Real, released back in 2010, and the lyrics talk about a girl who is a little bit too shy to express her love. That's coming up right now on Asian Wave 101.
Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, margarine, nuts, and sausage.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3 if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been. You pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax, you're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
That was I Use Good Day, reflecting my hope that all the listeners will have a good day after hearing that song. And of course, a good day soon. The clouds are really starting to get on my nerves, as I'm sure it's bothering you. Go check out more of The Girl Adored by Uncles. That's only a joke now. So next up is a very special track from a very iconic Mandarin pop artist who goes by the name Harlem Yu, Yu Chengqing. Yu Chengqing. Harlem is credited as the first pop artist to use R&B and hip-hop genres in Chinese music. He has released 15 studio albums and several other studio projects over his 28-year career, and recently began working more within the rock genre. So he is one of the most influential pop figures. He has written and produced for other artists, and he also hosts several notable television shows. He is frequently referred to as the god of pop music for his contributions to the Chinese pop scene. The song from Harlem Today was released in 2001 off his 12th studio album, Hai Xiao, which translates to Tidal Wave. The song is called Qing Fei De Yi. Qing Fei De Yi, which means can't help falling in love. It's a definite classic at this point. It was a huge hit and was part of the OST to the highly popular the television drama Meteor Garden. Here it is now, Harlem Yu, Can't Help Falling in Love.
情愿又会遇见你。
So that was Harlem Yu's 清飞的椅, one of the top tracks of the early 2000s. It's very simple and it's very effective in its simplicity. I really recommend listening to more of Harlem. He's one of the pioneers of modern Chinese pop music and he's still one of the best in the business. Next up, we have the latest track from one of Korea's top idols. Taeyang is back with his first solo album in 4 years, which was released last week. Taeyang, as I'm sure many of you know, debuted in 2006 as a member of Big Bang. He released his first solo EP in 2008 and his first solo album, full studio album, in 2010. This is his third solo release and his second full studio album. It's titled Rise. Each of his albums is titled something that has something to do with the sun because his name, Taeyang, is Korean for sun. The lead single off Rise is titled Nun Ko I, which it translates to Eyes, Nose, Lips. It's a very soft, slow-tempo R&B ballad with Taeyang's vocals at the center of attention. So the lyrics describe just kind of how a guy is missing all these features of a girl, how he kind of wishes he didn't make those mistakes. It's a traditional R&B. So Taeyang, Eyes, Nose, Lips, coming up right now.
I'm
Taeyang's new track, Eyes, Nose, Lips, on Asian Wave 101. It's got a very classic R&B feel. Simple instrumental and a good vocalist. Taeyang was actually originally meant to debut as a rapper, but I think everyone is glad that he decided not to waste his vocal talent. The other Big Bang members also have solo material released as well. Taeyang is my recommendation when it comes to the solos. Seungri as well, so go check it out. And now we're going to move on to our next artist, a pop diva from Hong Kong whose status remains uncontested. I'm talking about Joey Young. So Joey Young has been active for a very long time now and officially debuted as a singer in 1999. Since then, she has released countless albums and even acted in several films and television shows. She has won the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry Hong Kong Best-Selling Female Singer of the Year 5 times, the award for that, and holds the record for the Most Jade Solid Gold, Most Popular Female Singer, and Ultimate Best Female Singer Awards with 8 wins. So Miss Joey Young is up next with the track off her 2012 Mandarin album Moment titled 不好意思,我爱你, which means sorry, I love you. Let's check it out. Sorry, I Love You, coming up now.
Sang 的大方，不好意思，我就是爱你，我。 需要释放，明明白白告诉你答案，不用胡思乱想，或许有些真相，身不由己要隐瞒，爱是如此美好的事情，又何苦要说谎。
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Asian Wave 101, and right now, Aaron Yan, Yan Yalun, is the next artist on our list. Aaron is a member of Taiwanese idol boy band Fahrenheit and is known in Taiwan and China and in other Chinese-speaking countries for his acting and his singing. So I've listened to Fahrenheit before, and a song by Fahrenheit was played on the show a little while ago. But I'll be completely honest, when I first heard them, I was not very impressed. They've gotten a lot better over the years, so this next song really shows huge improvement for Aaron's singing. The song is off his new EP Drama, released last month. The song is titled 这不是我, This Isn't Me. His voice has gotten a lot steadier and a lot stronger, and combined with the well-crafted music production, it makes for one of the most stunning Mandarin pop songs of the year. Aaron Yan, This Isn't Me, coming right at you.
Just like you.
That was Aaron Yan's This Isn't Me, definitely one of my favorite tracks of the year. Like I said, Aaron's vocals have gotten a lot better. The song is actually the OST to a drama he recently starred in. If dramas are your thing, go check out 爱上两个我, which literally translates to Fall in Love with Both of Me, though the official name is Fall in Love with Me. Anyway, we're going to move on to everybody's favorite time of the week, a time where we catch up on all the latest events and happenings from the Asian entertainment world. This is Asian Entertainment News. So relationship news seems to be what most people in the Chinese-speaking areas like the best, so sifting through the articles, I have found some noteworthy stories which I will present to you now. First up from China, EXO member Chris, who filed a lawsuit seeking termination of his exclusive contract with SM Entertainment, is rumored to be working with film director Guo Jingming. On June 4th, Chris updated his Weibo with a picture of him and the director indicating that the two have a fairly close relationship. Guo Jingming is known for directing a popular movie series called Tiny Times based on books that he has written of the same title. The picture also indicates that Chris may be working on the next film in the series in the near future. So this report is coming in following some reports that Chris is currently negotiating with other Chinese companies on some sort of deal. But in other news, the lawsuit Chris filed has been put forth for arbitration ahead of a trial. Both he and SM will enter a mediated courtroom discussion to find a resolution. If no agreement is met, then it will go to a trial. Whatever it is that is going on, hopefully a mutually beneficial result will be in store, and both Chris and SM can finally settle this matter, which has been holding both of them back. Next up, in continuation of last week, Jam Xiao is asking his overzealous fan Yuki to apologize for everything she has done. The two of them have been embroiled in a verbal war for a while now, and Jam says that he will end it as long as she apologizes for her remarks and her suspected involvement in an attack on Jam and several threats that he has received. At a press conference he held, Jam stated that he only wants Yuki to stop messing up other people's lives and to apologize, and the moment she does, he will stop pursuing the matter. His manager actually stated she planned on pressing charges. So Yuki was to hold a press conference around the same time as Jam, but her father showed up in her place and said that he was trying to save his daughter and that she may or may not have been involved, but she was not completely at fault. Jam addressed the fact that Yuki's press conference being the same day by saying, "I feel that the timing is too coincidental, and regardless of whether it's intentional or not, I will not let anyone affect my work schedule." He also added, "It's been hard on Mr. Kageyama, Yuki's father, as he has to come all the way here. Let's hope that Ms. Yuki can find her direction in life soon. I don't want to say anything to hurt others, but my team and I are victims. In response to the rumors Yuki spread about having a one-night stand with him, Jam said, I hope Ms. Yuki stops making things up that did not happen and would never happen. Regardless of whether it's because she has a rich imagination or just wants to hurt others deliberately, I hope that from now on she can find her life goal and stop making trouble for everyone. Jam's management has declined to comment as it is now in the hands of the law. Once again, it is rather baffling the lengths some fans will do for the attention of their favorite stars. This is a different issue to come up, as I have never heard of an overzealous fan go to these lengths and make such a big fuss out of it. Hopefully this issue will be resolved soon and both parties can go on with their lives. Moving on to Korea, fans of YG Entertainment can rejoice as the label is finally going to debut its first new boy band since the 2006 debut of Big Bang. It has been 8 years since YG debuted a boy band, and fans have already begun showering the six boys of Winner, the new group, with love and support. The group is comprised of Kang Seung-yoon, Song Min-ho, Nam Tae-hyun, Kim Jin-woo, and Lee Seung-hoon. They were featured on Mnet's reality competition program Win, where they competed against six other male trainees to debut as professional singers. Member Seung-yoon is already a fairly well-known figure in Korea, having competed in Mnet's Superstar K the second season, auditioned in 2010 along with John Park, Hogak, and Chang Jae-in, where he was one of the finalists. He placed fourth. YG released a 2-minute teaser video for the group, leaving the fans waiting for more. The band will officially debut soon, sometime this year, and fans of K-pop and YG, keep your eyes open for that. Our last piece of news, Korean broadcasting network KBS stated yesterday that the intro track of Taeyang's latest studio album, Rise, amongst other tracks, cannot be aired due to inappropriate language. According to their musical content review, Taeyang's track is unfit for broadcast due to its use of the F word. Four tracks have been banned by the network this past week, among them Taeyang's intro track, and the others are Crush's Give It To Me for being a little too racy, Zizo's Dream for its use of a term that could be in reference to a handicapped person, and Shim Chae-kyung's Love Calculation for its use of an unspecified Japanese term. As a network, KBS observes a strict set of codes to regulate the content the station airs. Earlier this year, Kain's the song is called F.U., and Orange Caramel's Catalina were banned by KBS. It was explained that the former emphasized sexual imagery too much, while the latter promoted sexism in the entertainment industry. Stuff like this really does suck for the artists who work really hard to deliver quality content. Take Crush, who is an up-and-coming R&B artist who is signed to an independent label and who recently released his first ever album, and to get slapped with a ban immediately, that must really be bothersome. Granted, Korea is a bit stricter when it comes to the content that is allowed to be aired to the public. Music videos that are deemed a little bit too racy are slapped with a 19 plus rating and only broadcasted at a certain time of day. But hopefully this doesn't dampen any of the promotional activity for any of the artists, and they can continue putting on good shows for all the fans. That is it for this week's Asian Entertainment News, just a few of the bigger events. Join us again next time for more news coming out of Asian Entertainment. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more music on Asian Wave 101.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here, World of Warfare,
God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh.
Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh.
Isn't there
anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
An ocean of sound and echoes abound. It's Saturday night, so chill, and don't go out until your ears have heard a neater, deeper reverb. Bringing you the newest tracks and old favorites of shoegaze, post-rock, trip-hop, dream-pop, and everything in between with a sick echo. Enter into a deeper reverb every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. on CITR.
All right, we are back, and now we have something that is rather different from Mandarin pop, and that's an idol girl group. They are a very popular trio from Taiwan that go by the name SHE. Anyone who is familiar to some degree with Chinese pop music or Chinese and Taiwanese pop culture would have heard this name come up at least once. SHE stands for Selena, Hebe, Ella, the names of the three members of the group. They debuted in 2001 and are actually one of the first, if not the first, to have had a long and successful career. At the time, the popular singing groups in Taiwan were all male, and girl groups did not have very long careers. They debuted, released an album or two, and then disappeared, generally within 2 years. SHE have been active for 13 years now, and they're still going strong, not just in music, but they have also branched into acting, though they have received criticism for their music lacking dimension and originality, and for singing too many covers. The song from SHE for today is from their last album, Blossomy, released in 2012, and it's called 心还是热的, which means warm heart. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101. SHE, Taiwan's pioneering girl group. Go check out more of them. They become a household name recognized in all Chinese-speaking areas. Member Hebe has released studio albums, and Ella has starred in many notable dramas, as well as Selena. So they've definitely kind of carved out their own little niche in the Mandarin pop world. Go check those out. It should be online. Next up, showing some love to the Korean independent scene, an up-and-coming rapper who goes by the name Loco. He is an underground artist that has gained exposure through a competition show specially for rappers and hip-hop music called Show Me the Money in Korea, and very recently signed with Jay Park's indie label AOMG. This past March, Loco released his first single with AOMG titled Gamma, which I thought it meant hold me tight, but some of my friends have said that it means wrap or wrap around, as in to bundle something up. Not too sure anymore, but anyway, it's produced by AOMG label mate Gray and features the vocals of R&B singer Crush on the hook. The lyrics talk about how a man, after a long, tough day, the girls has had a hard day too. They just hold each other and apparently just wrap their bodies together and mellow out. That's it. It's a very intimate song. So showing some love to the underground talent Loco Gamma on Asian Wave 101. And after that, a change of pace with girl group Kara.
이제 익숙해지는 것 같아 키가 작을 때부터 해왔던 상상 마음껏 펼치고는 꿀 같은 단잠 자고 일어나서 어디 가든 나는 항상 자신감 넘치게 행동해야 하지 아직 많이 부족하긴 해도 끝까지 이뤄낼 거야 내 꿈 너도 알지 그래도 네가 있어 난 힘이 나지 너의 하루는 어땠어 느껴져 딱 목소리에서 누가 또 네 심기에 손댔어 다들 전부 그 사람이 잘못했어 쓰다듬어주고 싶어 네 머리를 오늘도 고생 많이 했어 이번 주말에는 떠나자 어디든 일단 눈 감아 내 팔에 기댔어
Baby 난 너만 담아 오늘은 편하게 내게 안겨도 돼 겁먹지 마 이 밤이 우릴 환하게 반겨주네 yeah. 눈을 감아
주말마다 일이 생기지. 가끔은 너무 정신없어서 내 몸도 못 챙기지. 나름대로의 욕심 때문에 압박이 머리를 조여도 다 풀어냈을 때 그 시원함이 나를 무대 위로 떠올려줘 나도 오늘 일을 끝냈으니 편안하게 와서 한겨도 돼 현실이 꼬리를 물기 전에 더 이상은 아무것도 생각하지 않기로 해 괜찮아 괜찮아 우리 둘밖에 없어 네가 하고 싶은 대로 해 준비한 게
너만 담아 오늘은 편하게 내게 안겨도 돼 겁먹지 마 이 밤이 우릴 환하게 반겨주네 yeah. 눈을 감아
적당한 온도 너 때문에 오늘 아침부터 대편해서 따뜻해 내 몸도 이리 와서 누워도 돼 내 옆에 눈 감고 기대봐 내 옆에 잡은 손 놓지 않아 절대 네가 눈을 떠도 어디 가지 않아 절대
걱정하지 마
우리가 만날 시간은 많아 오늘따라 밤이 차갑지만 곁에 있어 괜찮아 편하게 눈 감아 내 곁에 누워도 돼 두 손을 꽉 잡고 my baby 난 너만 즐거웠으면 좋겠어 난 하지 않아 절대 말로만 거짓은 하나도 안 못했어
Locos, Hold Me Tight, and right after that was Kata's Step. Kata's song Step was released back in 2011, back before the current lineup change going on, when Nicole and Chiyoung were still part of the group. The song is just insanely catchy, it's a good dance tune. Please do wish Kata continued success as they go through this transitional phase, and hope that they come out strong. Support AOMG and Loco too, they're doing big things. Now, this next group is a very interesting boy band, to say the least. They debuted in 2011, and they go by the name Block B. They are a 7-member group that is credited as being a hip-hop group, but experiment heavily with other genres. This past year, they were embroiled in a huge lawsuit with their original label, and now that it's been settled, they have moved to a new label to continue their careers. Their first single with their new labels was released in October of 2013 on their third EP titled Very Good. It's written by member Zico, who was actually an underground rapper before he chose to be an idol. They've always had an in-your-face, wild, and crazy style, so this really lives up to that, and they have a very good image, in my opinion. So Block B, Very Good, coming up now.
Dress who's back. Girl power, we need a new game, man. Idol, let's go. Showtime, 환호와 기대 속에 첫 등장. No doubt, 남들과 차별화되는 순간. 나갈 문은 없어, 넌 없이 나가게 돼. 미친 미친 야야, 미친 미친 야야. Hero, I'm very very good.
That was Block B's Very Good. It is a very, very good song. Block B has managed to come out of their lawsuit in one piece, and it's been one solid release after another. Block B recently came out with a new release this past April, which is also wild and crazy. Go give it a listen. They really deserve the support. They're not your typical Korean pop idols. So we've reached the end of the show for this week, but do stick around for C-More, hosted by Matab, only on CITR 101.9 FM. The song I'll leave you with is Kiss Goodbye by Wang Lihong, who all Mandarin pop fans simply can't get enough of. Off his 11th studio album, Heroes of Earth. Nothing to it, just that since this is the end of the week's show, I've decided to make it my outro. Kiss goodbye, in a way. This has been your weekly dose of Asian Wave 101. I'm Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. See you all next time, same place.
Baby 不要再哭泣，这一幕多么熟悉，紧握着你的手，彼此都舍不得分离。每一次想开口，但不如保持安静，给我一分钟专心，好好欣赏你的美。幸福搭配悲伤，同时在我心交叉，挫折的眼泪不能测试爱的重量，付出的爱收不回，爱欠你的我不能给。别把我心也在我心交叉，挫折的眼泪不能测试爱的重量，付出的爱收不回，但欠你的我不能给。我才明白爱最真实的滋味，每一次和你分开，深深情。